On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Fabian Fanboy, I've always thought of you as a personification of tinsel. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you. It's the first day of December over here anyway. I guess you're just tidying up in November over there. How are you this week? What a great week it's been for Hollywood and just the industry and just the vibe, you know? Just entertainment in general, don't you think?
Yeah, all full of great guys. the town.
Out with the dead wood, I reckon?
Yeah. Yep, totally. No, very, very, very important watershed moment happening here.
But, and when Tiger's King, he'll remember us all, eh?
Yeah, I think he's king now.
I think he might be. So how are you? What's going on in movie world? What's going on over there in the movie land?
The film coming out this week in America and New Zealand that I'm very excited for, that I have not seen, however, is The Disaster Artist, which is the James Franco starring and directed film about Tommy Wiseau making The Room, which is a legendarily bad, low-budget cult film. Well, not that low-budget. But if you're familiar with The Room phenomenon, they've been doing screenings in New Zealand for years, and it's a hilariously bad vanity project. And The Disaster Artist is about the making of it, in which James Franco appears to have fully transformed into Tommy Wiseau, who's this weird Eastern European dude who just wants to be famous, and so he makes his own movie. And it's a true story. So Dave Franco plays Greg Sestero, who's the guy who wrote the book about the making of The Room. He was one of the actors in The Room. And so he co-stars with his own brother. And yeah, it's getting really good reception, and I couldn't be more excited. And I'll let you know what I think. I think they've had screenings in New Zealand for this. So, I'm feeling very left out that I haven't seen it yet.
It's a very Franco production as well, in that I think he's director, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a director. He directed and he's playing a director, directing a film.
So. It's nice. It's refreshingly outside the square, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. And they're giving it an Oscar push at this point. They're sort of positioning James Franco for awards season glory, which isn't the most easiest thing to do. And it just speaks to how rapturously this film is being received by everybody, and hopefully me too. I'll let you know.
Do you think he'd have to take Tommy Wiseau to the Oscars? Do you think that'd be part of the deal?
Is he still alive, or is that going to be my next question? Yeah.
It would be a perfect combination.
It would be pretty
Tommy
great.
Wiseau's story.
Yeah.
Also in theatres this week is a film I have seen called Wonder, which is about a 10-year-old boy with a genetic condition that causes facial disfigurement. It's about him starting school. This is the kind of thing that it used to kind of be more of a TV movie kind of set up here.
Sunday night movies, those ones, weren't they?
The Sunday, Something for Joey, stuff like that. I was a little bit like, why is this film happening? And it kind of destroyed any cynicism in my head, just because it's a very forthright exploration of this idea. And any film that advocates for a little understanding or a little empathy for everybody, which this film does, it's not just about the kid. And the challenges of having half of Owen Wilson's genes in your face. No, that's a bad joke.
Taken the right way,
he's starting to look kind of strange, Owen Wilson, but he plays the kid's dad. Julia Roberts is the mum. I really, really like this film. It actually destroyed me. It might be had something to do with being away from home or something, but it got under my skin, and I thought it was kind of wonderful. Despite you sort of know everything
was it part of the reason it was made, maybe because of the as a response to the increased awareness of like bullying and harassment and stuff like that, you know, like sort of in the last couple of years, do you think?
A little bit, yeah, maybe, but also I think it's a film about kindness.
It's about time as human beings we got all over all that teasing shit, eh? Really?
Yeah, yeah. And it's about the power of kindness, and which is not a edgy idea, but it's a very powerful idea.
Merry Christmas.
And the film lives up to that. And it's the director is the guy who made The Perks of Being a Wallflower, which is another recent film I thought was really, really good, kind of about empathy as well. And yeah, wonder. It's not terrible. But also I'd speak as The Man Who Invented Christmas, which is about Charles Dickens writing A Christmas Carol, starring Dan Stevens, who played Matthew Crawley in Downton Abbey.
Not that Matthew Crawley, the other Matthew Crawley.
I watched that Legion last night, too.
The other one, yep.
I watched the first episode of Legion last night. He's in that.
Oh, yep, cool.
Yep, he's in that.
Yep.
I half watched it.
People love that. Still haven't watched that.
Yeah, I half watched it.
So, who's the man who invented Christmas then?
Who is the man who invented
Christmas? Sorry, Fabian.
I couldn't tell you. I have not seen it.
I think I might have some. I might have some past life issues with Charles Dickens stories. I might have been an old scallywag from back in those days or something. Those creep me out, those stories. That era, you know?
Oh, they're scary. Yeah, it's awful. Oh, man, scary.
Workhouses and kids up chimneys and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You'd never be able to talk privately, would you? To be a kid up the chimney.
The Dickensian. It wasn't a happy time.
Imagine being known for that era. Oh, the Dickensian era. Oh, named after you, was it? No, go on.
Yeah. anyway, that's what we've got this week. And have you seen The Disaster Artist, Mike?
No, I'm looking forward to it, though. I just, like I say, it's just, I like a movie that's been made in sort of, I read a really good review of Killing of the Sacred Deer, actually, last night. And maybe I haven't seen that yet in a minute. And it's made me want to see it, which I was sort of fighting against for a while there, because I was reading the review and I thought, I do like a movie which just doesn't do anything that you'd expect movies to do, you know? Because that's what movies are about.
Killing of the Sacred Deer is a brutalizer.
It's
hang on a second, I've not gone back again. A brutalizer. I don't know, really, I'm not up for a brutalizer.
It's messed up.
I struggled with that. It's a good film, but it's a tough watch.
Struggle with it like this way you struggle watching Happiness.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what I struggle like.
Even more so, maybe.
Ew.
There's a tension there that I'm not sure if it was fun or not. I'm still working it out.
Maybe not fun. I didn't find it fun.
Three text messages here from someone saying, hey, have you watched Greasy Strangler?
Do you know, I although that's a modern-day cult classic with a New Zealand producer and all the right things going for it as a modern day cult film, I have not seen it, and I find greasy stuff gross.
I know that for a fact. Yep.
I don't want to see it. It sounds gross. I'm sorry.
Potentially you would find Greasy Strangler maybe a bit more upsetting than Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay,
this is what started out
so Christmassy's gone a bit gooey and weird now. All right, so Fabian, all the very best to you, my friend. Compliments of the season. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah, talk to you soon, Mike.
Love you. Bye-bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
He's in Hollywood, don't you know?
Yeah.